Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to Macbeth by Shakespeare the Bard. In the following, the Scottish play of Shakespeare will be presented in the form of an audio podcast drama by our very creative and talented cast. Macbeth will be played by Iham, while his best friend Banquo by Kevin. The three witches who prophesy for Macbeth are played by Maya, Asil, and Anita. Ilea plays King Duncan, and his son, the heir to the throne, Malcolm, is played by Joshua. Ross is played by Florian, and Captain by the one and only Jamal. Last but not least, Lenon is played by Nele. I myself, Ajwat, am the producer and the language expert. I also play a side character, Angus. Iham has also generously took over the role of editing and cutting. In this exciting and chaotic play, the three witches tell the Scottish general Macbeth that he will be the king of Scotland. Encouraged by his wife, Macbeth kills the king and becomes the new king, and kills even more people out of paranoia. Civil war erupts to overthrow Macbeth, resulting in even more death. We hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening. Act 1, Scene 1, The Battlefield, Thunder and Lightning. Enter three witches.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly stand, when the battle's lost and won.
That will be ere the set of sun.
Where the place?
Upon the heath.
There's to meet with Macbeth.
I come, Grey Malcolm, head of court.
Anon?
Fair is foul and foul is fair. Hover through the fog and filmy air.
Act 1, Scene 2, The King's Headquarters, Alarm Within. Enter King Duncan, Malcolm, Donald Bane, Lenore, with attendants, meeting a bleeding captain.
What bloody man is that? He can report, as seemed by his plight, of the revolt, the new state.
This is the sergeant, who like a good and hardy soldier fought against my captivity. Hail, brave friend! Say to the king the knowledge of the broil, as thou didst leave it.
Doubtful it stood, as two spent swimmers that do cling together and choke their heart. The merciless MacDonald, worthy to be a rebel, for to that the multiplying villainies of nature do swarm upon him, from the western isles of Kearns and Galaglasses is supplied, and fortune on his damned quarrel smiling, sharp like a rebel's sword. But odds too weak for brave Macbeth, well, he deserves that name, disdaining fortune with the brandished steel, which smoked with bloody execution, like valor's minion carved out his passage till he faced the slave, which ne'er shook hands, nor blade farewell to him, till he unseamed him from the nape to the chaps and fixed his head upon a battlement's.
O valiant cousin, worthy gentleman!
As whence the sun gins his reflection, shipwrecking storms and direful thunders, so from that spring whence comfort seemed to come, discomfort swells. Mark, King of Scotland, mark, no sooner just his head, with valor armed, compelled these skipping currents to trust their heels. But the Norwegian lord, surveying vantage, with furbished arms and new supplies of men, began fresh assault.
Dismayed not this old captain, Macbeth and Banquo?
Yes, as sparrows, eagles, or the hare, the lion. If I say sooth, I must report they were as cannons overcharged with double cracks. So they doubly redoubled strokes upon the foe. Except they meant to bathe in reeking wounds or memorize another Golgotha. I cannot tell, but I am faint my gracious cry for help.
So well thy words become thee as thy wounds. They smack of honor both. Go, get him, sergeant.
Exit, captain. Attended. Enter, Ross and Angus.
Who comes here?
The worthy Thane of Ross.
What a haste looks through his eyes. So should he look, that seems to speak things strange.
God save the king.
Whence came the worthy Thane?
From five, great king, where the Norwegian banners float the sky and fan our people cold. Norway himself, with terrible numbers, assisted by that master's loyal traitor, the Thane of Cawdor, began a dismal conflict. Till that Bellona's bridegroom leapt in proof, confronted him with self-comparisons. Point against point, rebellious arm against arm, curbing his lavish spirit. And to conclude, the victory fell on us.
Great happiness!
That now, Sweno, the Norway's king craves composition, nor would we deign him burial of his man till he disbursed at Sandscombe Inch $10,000 to our general use.
No more that Thane of Cawdor shall deceive our bosom interest. Go, pronounce his present death, and with his former title, greet Macbeth.
I'll see it done.
What he hath lost, noble Macbeth hath won.
Act 1, Scene 3, The Heath, Thunder. Enter the three witches.
Where hast thou been, sister?
Killing swine. Sister, where though?
A sailor's wife had cheese nuts in her lap and munched and munched and munched. Give me, quoth I. Aren't they which the rampant running cries? Her husband's to Alibogan, master of tiger. But in a sieve I'll thither sail, and like a rat without a tail, I'll do.
I'll give thee a wind.
Thou art kind.
And I another.
I myself have all the others, and the very port they blow, all the quarter that they know, at shipman's card. I'll drain him dry as hay. Sleep shall neither night nor day hang upon his penthouse lid. He shall live a man forbidden. Where is the nine? Nine times nine? Shall he dwindle, peak and pine? Though his spark cannot be lost, yet it shall be tempest tossed. Look what I have.
show me.
Here I have a pile of thumb, wrecked as homeward he did come.
A drum, Macbeth doth come.
The reed sisters hand in hand, pulses of the sea and land, thus to go about, thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. Peace the charms wound up.
Enter Macbeth and Banquo.
So foul and fair a day I have not seen.
How far is it to call for us? What are these? So withered and so wild in their attire. They look not like the inhabitants of the earth, and yet aren't. Live you, or are you aught that men may question? You seem to understand me, but each at once her choppy finger laying upon her skinny lips. You should be woman, and yet your beards forbid me to interpret that you are so.
Speak if you can. What are you?
All hail Macbeth, hail to thee, Thane of Glamis.
All hail Macbeth, hail to thee, Thane of Cawdor.
All hail Macbeth, that shalt be king hereafter.
Huh?
Good sir, why do you start and seem to fear things that do sound so fair? I'th name of truth are ye fantastical, or that indeed which outwardly ye show. My noble partner, ye greet with great presence, grace, and prediction of noble having and of royal hope, that he seems wrath withal. To me you speak not. If you can look into the seed of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me, who neither beg nor fear your favors nor your hate.
Hail!
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 Lesser than Macbeth and greater.
Not so happy, yet much happier.
Thou shalt get kings. Though thou be none, so all hail Macbeth and Banquo.
Banquo and Macbeth, all hail.
Stay, you imperfect speakers, tell me more. By Fenel's death, I know I am Thane of Glamis, but how of Cawdor? The Thane of Cawdor lives a prosperous gentleman. And to be king stands not within the prospects of belief, no more than to be Cawdor. Say, from whence you owe this strange intelligence? Or why upon this blasted heath you stop our way with such prophetic greeting? Speak. I charge you.
Bubbles as the water has, and these often withered are they vanished
into the air, and what seemed corporal melted as breath into the wind. Would they had stayed
where such things here as we do speak about, or have we eaten on the insane root that takes the reason prisoner?
Your children shall be kings.
You shall be king,
and Thane of Cawdor too, went it not so?
To the self same tune and words. Who's here?
Enter Ross and Angus.
The king hath happily received, Macbeth, the news of thy success, and when he reads thy personal venture in the rebel's side, his wonders and his praises do contend. Which should be thine or his? Silence with that, in viewing or arrest of selfsame day, he finds thee in the stout Norwegian ranks, nothing afeard of what thyself didst make, strange images of death. As thick as tail came post with post, and everyone did bear thy praises in his kingdom's great defense, and poured them down before him.
We're sent to give thee from our royal master's thanks, only to herald thee into his sight, not pay thee.
And for an earnest of a greater honor, he bade me from him call thee Thane of Calder, in which edition hail most worthy Thane, for it is thine.
What? Can the devil speak true?
The Thane of Calder lives. Why do you dress me in borrowed dress?
Who was the Thane lives yet, but under heavy judgment bears that life which he deserves to lose. Whether he was combined with those of Norway, or did line the rebel with hidden help and an advantage, or that with both he labored in his country's wreck, I know not. But the treason's capital, confessed and proved, have overthrown him.
Glamis and Thane of Cawdor, the greatest is behind. Thanks for your pains. Banquo, do you now hope your children shall be kings, when those that gave the Thane of Cawdor to me promised no less to them?
The trusted home might yet anchor you unto the crown, besides the Thane of Cawdor. But this strange, and oftentimes to win us our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths, win us with honest trifles, to betray in deepest consequence. Cousin, a word, I pray you.
Two truths are told, as happy prologues to the swelling act of the imperial theme. I thank you, gentlemen. This supernatural soliciting cannot be ill, cannot be good. If ill, why hath it given me earnest of success, commencing in a truth? I am Thane of Cawdor. If good, why do I yield to that suggestion, whose horrid image doth unfix my hair and make my seated heart knock at my ribs against the use of nature? Present fears are less than horrible imaginings. My thought, whose murder yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of man that function is smothered in surmise, and nothing is but what is not.
Look how our partner's wrapped.
If chance will have me king, why chance may crown me without my steer?
New honors come upon him like our strange garments. Cleave not to their mould, but with the aid of use.
Come what come may, time and the hour runs through the roughest day.
Worthy Macbeth, we stay upon your leisure.
Give me your favor, my dull brain was wrought with things forgotten. Kind gentlemen, your pains are registered where every day I turn the leaf to read them. Let us toward the king. Banquo, think upon what hath chanced and at more time. The interim having waited, let us speak our free hearts each to other.
Very gladly.
Till then, enough. Come, friends.